Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show that unzips, unseals, and unpacks the stories behind the containers that hold everything we buy. I'm your host, Alec. Today, we're talking about the absolute necessity of ensuring no one else has gotten into a package of food. We're diving deep into food safety and the critical role packaging plays in screaming, "I'm safe to eat," from across the aisle. To guide us through this, we have the perfect expert. Avery is a senior merchandiser for a major national fresh food retail chain. He's on the front lines, making decisions that affect the trust of millions of shoppers every single day. Avery, it's fantastic to have you on the show.
Alec, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'm always happy to shine a light on the unsung hero of the grocery store.
Love that phrasing. So let's paint that picture for our listeners. I'm a shopper. It's Tuesday evening. My cart has that one wobbly wheel. My grocery list is as long as my arm, and I'm trying to stop my toddler from taste testing the entire Apple display. What is the one thing I am absolutely not doing?
You are definitely not conducting a detailed forensic analysis of every salad container you pick up. You're operating on instinct and making decisions in 3 seconds, maybe five if you're feeling particularly focused that day. Your brain is on autopilot for these small choices.
Exactly. The package has to do all the communicating for me instantly. And this brings us to the core of our conversation. The massive difference between tamper evident and a term I'm quickly growing to love, tamper obvious. From where you stand, how big is that distinction really?
It's the difference between a sale and a product left on the shelf. It's monumental. Let's use an analogy we all know, a can of soda. When you pop that tab, there's a sound. The tab physically changes shape. You know it's been opened. There's zero ambiguity. That's tamper obvious.
Right. It's a clear binary state. Opened or not opened. There's no in between.
Precisely. Now, tamper evident can be much, much sneakier. We once trialed a container with a very subtle perforated seal along the lid's edge. Technically, when you opened it, tiny plastic connectors would break. The evidence was there if you were an engineer who designed it and knew exactly what to look for.
I can already see the giant red flag.
Oh, it was a mess. We got a flood of customer complaints. Some said products were already opened because they couldn't see an intact seal. Worse, we found that someone could pop the lid and press it back down, and it looked almost perfect. That's a catastrophic failure of trust.
So the evidence was there, but it wasn't obvious, and shoppers aren't forensic investigators. They're just trying to get dinner on the table.
Exactly. If they have to squint, hesitate, or feel even a flicker of doubt, they will put it back. That moment of hesitation is the killer. Their hand will immediately go to the competitor's product sitting right next to it that feels more secure.
That single moment seems so small, but let's talk scale. What's the worst case scenario when that trust is broken? What happens when that tamper-hopeful package, as you called it, fails in the wild?
The absolute worst case is a social media firestorm. All it takes is one customer posting a photo of a product they bought that looked like it had been meddled with. That post gets shared 1,000 times, and suddenly tens of thousands of people are questioning the safety of your entire product line.
Oof, a total brand integrity nightmare.
It is. You could be facing calls for product recall, even if nothing was actually wrong with the food itself. The perception of a safety issue becomes the reality, and the financial hit is enormous. If just 1 in 100 customers puts our product back because of packaging concerns across a chain of hundreds of stores, that's a multi-million dollar loss in sales annually.
And that doesn't even count the operational side of things, right?
Not at all. If packaging fails during transit and pops open, we don't just lose the product. We have a cleanup job in a truck or a warehouse. It causes delays for the whole shipment, and it's a huge operational headache for our staff. It all comes back to choosing the right, most secure container from the start.
So let's get back into the mind of that shopper. How do they spot these things so quickly? Are there different shopper archetypes? Like, does the speed shopper look for different things than the vigilant parent?
That's a great way to frame it. While the core need for safety is universal, those archetypes absolutely exist. The speed shopper relies on pure pattern recognition. If something looks different from the other 10 packages, it's out. The vigilant parent, on the other hand, might actually pick it up and give it a squeeze. But regardless of their method, they're all looking for anomalies. A missing tear strip is an immediate red flag for everyone. A label that's crooked or wrinkled, it just feels off. They might not even be able to tell you why they put it back, but their subconscious is protecting them.
So you had to design for that most cautious person, that parent who is triple-checking everything.
Absolutely. If you can make them feel confident, everyone else is covered. And for fresh food, the stakes are just so much higher. A dented can of soup is one thing, but a container of pre-cut watermelon? There's zero room for doubt. It has to look pristine.
Okay, let's get into the solution. What's the gold standard for a truly tamper-obvious package? You mentioned three keys.
That's right. The evidence of opening needs to be noisy, visible, and irreversible.
Let's talk more about noisy. That's such a fascinating concept.
It's a powerful psychological cue. The crisp zip of a good tear strip isn't just a sound. It's an auditory confirmation of security. It says, I am the first person opening this. And as a bonus, it's a social deterrent. No one wants to be the person making that sound in the store unless they intend to buy it.
It's a public declaration of opening. What about visible?
Visible means the change is dramatic. We're not talking about a hairline fracture in the plastic. We mean a whole piece of the package is now gone. Think about those sealed deli tubs with the tab you have to break and pull off. There's an unmistakable gap where it used to be. Compare that to a berry clamshell with just two little plastic snaps. One feels secure, the other feels temporary.
No ambiguity. And that leads to irreversible, I assume.
It's the final lock on the vault. Once that strip is off, it's off for good. You can't stick it back on. You can't press the lid back down and fake a seal. The evidence of opening is permanent and cannot be hidden. Anything less than that is just tamper hopeful.
I'm definitely stealing that term. So noisy, visible, irreversible. It seems so logical. Why then do so many companies get this wrong?
It almost always comes down to the procurement process and an intense focus on the wrong metric, cost per unit.
The tyranny of the spreadsheet.
Exactly. The spreadsheet tells you that saving 2 cents on a container adds up to tens of thousands of dollars, but it can't calculate the cost of lost trust or the sales you lose when a customer chooses the competitor's product sitting right next to yours.
So what's the better way to evaluate? You mentioned a side-by-side test. Tell me more about how that actually works.
We treat it like a science experiment. We'll merchandise the exact same product at the same price point in 2 or 3 different container options right next to each other on the shelf. Then we just watch. We use the hard sales data to see what sells out first.
Letting the customer's actions give you the answer.
It's the most honest feedback you can get. The customer votes with their wallet. You have to remember, you're not buying packaging to make a purchasing manager's spreadsheet look good. You're buying it to sell a product to a person who needs to trust you.
That seems like it should be written on a giant banner in every procurement office in the country.
I'd vote for that. Ultimately, you have to think about the entire journey. Does it ship well? Is it easy for the customer to open at home, but impossible to reseal in the store? Consistency across your whole product line is key, because that's how you build a reliable brand experience.
It's a complete, holistic view. So to wrap this all up, the final decision really is obvious, isn't it? In the world of fresh food, trust is the ultimate currency.
It is. Your packaging is the first promise you make, and it might be the final handshake you get with that customer before they take you home. It has to be a firm, confident one. Tamper evident might meet a technical standard, but tamper obvious is what keeps that promise in the real world, in that 3-second moment of decision.
The final handshake. What a perfect way to end it. Avery, this has been incredibly enlightening. I think we all have a new appreciation for the immense amount of thought that goes into that simple plastic container. Thank you so much for your time and expertise.
My pleasure, Alec. Thanks so much for having me on.
And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time. Until then, stay curious.